Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest tonight is a professional golfer who is a two-time winner of the PGA Championship. You can see him in the new season of the Netflix documentary series Full Swing. Please welcome to The Late Show, Justin Thomas. Thanks so much for being here. Now, I play a little golf. It's a notoriously frustrating game.
Yes, it is.
As a pro, do you think it's more or less frustrating than it is for a duffer like me? Like, is your standard higher for yourself?
I'd hope so. I mean, it is my job, so I have to be good. But the frustration level is very much alive and present.
How do you deal with that? Do you meditate? What do you do to keep yourself in the zone?
You pretty much just have to deal with it. You got to figure it out and
deal with it.
Write that down. And then if it doesn't go well, you lose your job. So
okay, there you go.
That's pretty much it.
Deal with it or fired.
Yeah.
Fired. Great.
I understand you have played with some amazing non-professional golfers, but there is one I'm particularly interested in, and that is you played around with Michael Jordan. How old are you here?
I am probably 15 years old in that picture.
How did that happen? Leave out no details.
Okay. Well, MJ used to...
Oh, MJ.
Yeah. I feel like there's like a handful of people in the world that you can call them by their nickname and everybody knows who it is, and I'm putting MJ in that category.
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, yeah, good point. Michael Jordan used to come. He would always come to the Kentucky Derby, and I grew up in Louisville, Kentucky.
Sure.
And
we have some horses out here.
Yeah,
tonight.
Apparently. Should be training for the Derby in a couple months. But so he loves golf. He loved it then, still does now, and he wanted to play golf when he was in town. And he had a friend who he played in the NBA with, Junior Bridgman, who was friends with my dad and put the connection together. So he would come out and play my dad's course, and I would just be lucky enough to be out there when he was playing.
Did you guys ever put any money down? Because he likes to gamble.
Yeah, yeah. So I didn't play the first couple years. So my dad's course, very old school. No tee times, no rules, really. Just kind of go play as a six-some, whatever, no caddies.
Like that.
Yeah, it was great. And so I would be the caddy for the group. The first couple of years, I'd help him out. And finally, the third year, the last year they came out, he said, he always called me little man. He's like, little man, go get your clubs. You're going to play the last seven holes with us. And
you and Michael Jordan as a team.
Yeah, yeah. And he knew that I played golf, but he didn't know that I was – decent, and nobody else.
Decent.
Nobody else definitely had any idea. So he goes, I'll take a little man and for whoever wants us. And everybody, of course, is looking at this person, this kid who is, 111 pounds. And
did he put any pressure on you?
No. I mean, I felt enough pressure just playing golf with Michael Jordan. So I think he pretty much was just like, all right, I got him. And
how'd you do?
I made four birdies in seven holes and helped pay for my first car. Yeah.
What did you, you mind me asking, like, what were the stakes? Did you find, did you know what you were playing for when you started?
I didn't know the amount. He said to everybody, don't tell him what we're playing for because he might, yeah.
Freak out?
Sure, that's something like that. And I won, I think, like, probably $3,000 or $4,000 that I won. It was,
wow.
But it was a funny
with
story.
Michael Jordan.
Of we got done and, like, the assistant at the time was helping, you know, kind of get stuff together. And everyone comes in after 36 holes and they're like, well, you know, my dad's giving me a hard time. He's like, you need to tip him. And I'm like, tip who? He's like, Matt, the assistant. I'm like, it's like, all I have is hundreds, is what I told my dad. So my dad, he was kind of messed with him. He's like, well, you got to tip him. And I'm like, okay. And I gave him $100. And my dad's like, I can't believe you just tipped him $100. But I didn't. That's all I had.
Well, you're now featured in season 2 of Full Swing on Netflix. One storyline is about the Ryder Cup, which is the U.S. players against the European players. Mm-hmm. And as a golf competition, you have called, and apologies to CBS, the best. For people who don't know, what is the Ryder Cup, and what do you love about it?
Yeah, the Ryder Cup is the best best players from the United States versus the great, or the best players, sorry, from Europe. And it's intense. I just love it because it's an opportunity for, you're playing for something bigger than yourself. You know, you're playing for your country, you're playing for your teammates, your captains. It's a huge, huge sporting event, and I can't suggest it enough to people to witness it and experience it if you haven't before.
We have a clip. What are we going to see here from the Ryder Cup?
I don't know. You tell me.
Jim.
I've played 2 of them, and my experiences have been unbelievable.
This is a huge putt here.
It brings out my competitive will to win.
Nobody loves representing their country in a team format more than Justin Thomas. He has so many intangibles. It would be hard to imagine him not being on the team.
Justin Thomas has been doing work.
It's incredible. Only in this event.
Thanks so much for being here.
Absolutely.
Season 2 of Full Swing is streaming now on Netflix. Justin Thomas, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.